Kevin Hart's journey from a struggling comedian to a global entertainment mogul offers more than just inspiration. It provides a masterclass in mental fortitude. In a world where negativity seems to dominate our news feeds and social media, Hart presents a refreshing alternative, a mental boot camp designed to transform how we approach life's challenges. His philosophy has resonated with millions, including celebrities like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who credits Hart's mindset techniques for helping him through difficult career transitions. What makes this approach particularly compelling is how it cuts through the noise of typical self-help advice to deliver actionable tools that have been battle-tested in the unforgiving entertainment industry. The book has become required reading at several business schools and has been translated into 28 languages, a testament to its universal appeal and practical wisdom. Success isn't something that simply falls into your lap. It's methodically constructed through preparation meeting opportunity. Hart distinguishes between two critical types of preparation: honing your specific skill set and conditioning your mind to receive success. The 15 core tools he presents aren't just theoretical concepts, they're practical instruments for winning the internal battles we face daily. These mental tools aren't one-and-done solutions. They require consistent application in different situations and contexts. When you first begin implementing them, patience is essential. You might feel awkward or uncertain, like learning to ride a bicycle or drive a car. But with repetition comes competence, and eventually, these tools become second nature, as instinctive as breathing. Think about learning to play an instrument. Initially, you consciously think about every note and finger position. After months of practice, you find yourself playing complex pieces without conscious thought. The same progression applies to these mental tools. What begins as deliberate effort eventually transforms into instinct, becoming an integral part of who you are. The beauty of this approach lies in its simplicity. You don't need special equipment or expensive coaching, just commitment to consistent practice. Each tool builds upon the others, creating a comprehensive system for navigating life's complexities with greater ease and effectiveness. As you incorporate these principles into your daily routine, you'll find yourself naturally gravitating toward positive outcomes and opportunities that previously seemed out of reach. We're living in what might be the most negative era in human history. The internet has created an environment where criticism and negativity flow freely, bathing our brains in constant stress. This digital landscape has made achievement more challenging because our primitive brains still fear tribal rejection, a fear that social media exploits masterfully. But here's the liberating truth: nothing short of death is truly the end of the world. Whatever challenge you're facing, it's not over until you decide it's over. With a positive mindset, you become unstoppable because your arrow lands precisely where you aim it. When you set your sights high with genuine confidence and self-belief, remarkable things happen. The world's gravitational pull constantly drags us toward negativity. This negative energy is useless noise that only feeds self-doubt and limitation. Positivity, by contrast, is creative and generative. It opens doors to possibilities you couldn't otherwise see. It creates movement and freedom where stagnation once ruled. Having a positive mindset doesn't mean you're floating on clouds of eternal happiness. Sometimes life is genuinely difficult. But with positivity, you recognize that every storm eventually passes. I've weathered every imaginable type of storm in my own life, from financial hardship to public scandals, but I choose to get up, dust myself off, and continue moving forward. Why maintain this positive outlook despite life's challenges? For me, it's about legacy, what my children will inherit. Mental strength matters far more than money or material comforts. Without a resilient mindset, everything else can be lost, because predatory people specifically target those easily affected by negativity. By conventional wisdom, I shouldn't be where I am today. I wasn't supposed to become a movie star or a successful comedian. I don't have formal education. How am I running companies as a CEO? because I refuse to be affected by other people's limiting conversations. I'm only influenced by my own determination and vision. When you develop this kind of positive mindset, you gain the superpower of turning negatives into stepping stones toward your goals. What-isness forms a crucial component of a positive mindset. It means accepting reality exactly as it is. When difficulties arise, you simply acknowledge it is what it is. This isn't resignation, it's making peace with reality so you can respond effectively. Most people insert their stories, judgments, and opinions between stimulus and response, which inevitably corrupts their ability to act wisely. Whether you like what happened or not is irrelevant. The only truth that matters is that it happened. The real question becomes, what will you do now? Get with what is. Let go of your judgments and simply be with reality as it exists. Work with it. Move with it. Anything less wastes precious energy, indulges negativity, and keeps you stuck in place. Bruce Lee captured this perfectly. Be like water. The secret to staying centered and strong is learning to flow with circumstances rather than fighting against them. People create unnecessary friction by refusing to accept reality. They prefer denial, insist on being right, or wish things were different. But how can you possibly learn if you can't admit when you're wrong? How can you create a better future if you're stuck lamenting the past? When you bring what-isness to challenging situations, you gain immediate peace and clarity. You can see clearly what went wrong and either correct it or remember the lesson for next time. Sometimes there's nothing to do but accept realities that simply cannot be changed. I remember my daughter complaining about hating school. The reality was that she still had to attend every day regardless of her feelings. Hating it only made each day harder. After our conversation, she realized she needed to accept this reality and make the best of it rather than wasting energy fighting against something she couldn't change. Be like water. Allow, adapt, and keep moving. Complete difficult moments and move forward rather than letting them ruin your entire day. This isn't about accepting mistreatment or settling for less than you deserve. It's about taking the necessary steps toward your goals without emotional baggage slowing you down. Like your physical body, your mind consists of muscles that strengthen through repetition. If you want to develop mental toughness, you need consistent practice week after week, month after month. Consistency matters far more than occasional brilliant performance, especially when it comes to health and wellness. It's about incremental change, where patience and good habits gradually compound into remarkable results. Consistency gives your mind the time it needs to observe new results and change its beliefs about what's possible for you. When you follow through on commitments, even for just a week, you experience a profound realization. I said I would do this, and I actually did it. I'm capable of changing myself. Proving you have control over yourself represents a massive mental achievement, whether it's cutting back on drinking, reducing screen time, or breaking other harmful habits. Without consistency, there can be no improvement or learning. There's nothing to pivot from, no opportunity to reflect and refine your approach. How could you become a piano virtuoso without daily practice? How could you sink three-pointers without putting in time at the basketball hoop? The word consistency isn't sexy or trending on social media, but it's what separates professionals from amateurs. Through my own health and fitness journey, I've learned that it's not about overnight transformation, but about consistent self-improvement with both good days and bad days. When you feel your absolute best, it's because of consistent decisions to put in the work. When you take time off and feel down, it's because you know deep down that you're not doing what you should to be great. Consistency serves as a defense against the funks that come from losing momentum. Physical results build over time, making you want to work harder to see even more progress. The same principle applies professionally. My son discovered the joy of earning a 98% on his test through studying. Consistency creates rewards that inspire more consistency. No matter how long it takes, consistency will eventually pay off, whether in comedy, fitness, or any other pursuit. Shortcuts are for suckers. I want what's earned, not what's given. Being reliable has become a rare quality in today's chaotic, technology-saturated world. It means having an impeccable relationship with your time and obligations, actually following through on commitments rather than making empty promises you can't keep. When you consistently demonstrate reliability, you develop profound self-confidence. You know in your bones that what you say, you can create and do. There's no more powerful feeling than this certainty that you can accomplish whatever you set your mind to. Reliability requires sharp awareness of your schedule and the courage to say no when necessary. Many people fear disappointing others, so they agree to everything and end up with a trail of broken promises and half-completed tasks. They become overwhelmed and ineffective. Start practicing reliability now, because as success grows, requests for your time and energy will become a tsunami. You simply can't give to everyone without becoming spread too thin. Stay concentrated and impactful where it matters most. Reliability builds solid relationships in both personal and professional spheres. I pride myself on punctuality because I genuinely value time, both mine and others. Whether I'm on a movie set costing millions per day or meeting friends for dinner, I show up when expected. The world operates on time, and respecting that fact shows respect for others. People naturally gravitate toward reliable individuals while subtly avoiding unreliable ones. The unreliable eventually end up surrounded only by other unreliable people, creating an environment where broken promises become normalized. Reliability becomes even more crucial when you have children. Everything you do demonstrates how to live. Your presence tells them they matter, shaping their self-worth and mental approach to life. Your choices impact far more than just yourself. They ripple through generations. Determination fuels everything else. It keeps you consistent when you don't feel like it and pushes you through obstacles when progress seems impossible. The road to success is inevitably filled with setbacks and challenges that require extraordinary perseverance and persistence. Being determined means committing to your best self and your dreams so deeply that giving up simply isn't an option. Life's path will present an endless gauntlet of tests and trials that you cannot overcome without unwavering determination. With determination as your companion, you'll look back on your life and say, "I did it my way and achieved things I never imagined possible. I failed sometimes, but I never gave up." This durable sense of determination comes from appreciating your individual journey, respecting your grind, your will, and your effort. It's about living for yourself and being able to look in the mirror with genuine pride. When you truly value yourself and your unique gifts, recognizing life's limited opportunity to express them, determination becomes a bottomless well you can draw from. I love seeing people with competitive fire, whether in entertainment, athletics, or even something as simple as thumb wrestling. It's something you either have naturally or can deliberately develop over time. I didn't have it initially, not in swimming, middle school, or high school, but when I finally developed it, nothing could stand between me and my goals. If you don't have determination today, be determined to get determination tomorrow. Think about what truly matters to you. What would you fight for when everything seems lost? What dream refuses to die no matter how many times it's been deferred? That's where your determination lives. Feed it daily with visualization, affirmation, and consistent action. Like a muscle, determination grows stronger with regular use. Cowboying up means taking complete ownership and responsibility, not just for your words and actions, but for everything in your life. It's accepting the situation you've created and being okay with it. Transformation starts with ownership. You can't change what you don't first acknowledge is yours. Many people spend their entire lives avoiding uncomfortable truths, terrified of admitting fault. What they don't realize is that this discomfort is temporary, while the power and freedom that follows is immense and lasting. When you take ownership, you recognize that conflicts are co-created. Instead of saying, "You did this to me," I now ask myself, "How did my behavior contribute to creating this situation? What didn't I communicate clearly? What could I have done differently?" Your greatest psychological and relationship growth will follow moments of taking responsibility. You are the only person who can change your life. Until you accept things as they are and take sole responsibility for changing them, nothing will improve. Leaders take ownership. Champions take ownership. It earns respect and shows both strength and humanity. The message you send when you own your mistakes is, "I'm not perfect, but I care enough about my integrity to admit when I'm wrong. I'm strong enough to handle the consequences." Look at how Tom Brady takes full responsibility for losses, or how Michael Jordan played through the flu without making excuses. Cowboying up means lying in the bed of mess you made and being okay with it, because you know you're capable of change and doing better. That's the good that comes from the bad when you cowboy up. The next time you find yourself in a difficult situation, resist the urge to blame others or circumstances. Ask yourself, "What part did I play in creating this? What can I learn from it? How can I take responsibility for making it better?" This simple shift transforms you from victim to creator, from passive to powerful. It's not about beating yourself up, it's about empowering yourself to create different outcomes in the future. Healthy dissatisfaction comes from being okay with what is, while believing you can do better. It's not about feeling inadequate, but about continuously growing and improving. Everything in nature is either growing or decaying. You need to decide which state you want to be in. Without a hint of dissatisfaction, you'll never push past your limits. This keeps you at your edge, where you feel most alive. When people stop moving forward, they stop getting those natural feel-good brain chemicals and turn to artificial stimulants instead. True happiness comes from knowing you haven't reached your limit yet. Like when I turn down a comfortable movie role to stretch myself with the upside, a more dramatic part that challenged me to grow. Always ask yourself, "Can I do more?" 9 times out of 10, the answer is yes. This healthy dissatisfaction must be paired with self-generated power. To truly succeed, you must be your own power source. Waiting for external motivation is a loser strategy. When you break down, you need to be your own tow truck, not waiting for someone else to rescue you. For most people, motivation is temporary and externally driven. But bringing consistent enthusiasm and action daily is a choice you make yourself. I realized long ago there's no magic current carrying you through life. Self-powership means being a self-starter, pulling energy and grit from within even when you feel like giving up. Like when I hit the wall at mile 20 of the New York City Marathon with severe cramping, I had to find that inner power to continue despite the pain. Despite bathing in biofreeze and drinking buckets of Gatorade, I pushed through because it was my fight alone. No matter who you hire or work with, your future rests on no one's shoulders but your own. Learn to carry a bigger load and you'll have a bigger life. This means developing the ability to motivate yourself when no one's watching, to push through plateaus when progress seems impossible, and to maintain enthusiasm when circumstances are draining. The most successful people in any field aren't waiting for inspiration. They're generating it daily through discipline and commitment to their vision. Want to get ahead? Get a spongy. Eagerly soak up knowledge from people around you, especially those better at what you're trying to do. An insatiable curiosity about successful people's thought processes and strategies will serve you endlessly. Your own knowledge is massively incomplete, and stepping inside others' minds fills those gaps with approaches you'd never conceive on your own. I wouldn't be where I am without learning from people smarter than me who already made their mistakes. I learned about building a brand from Oprah and Jay-Z, about global comedy from Chris Rock, about worldwide movie promotion from Will Smith and Tom Cruise. The smartest person in the room never claims to be. They listen to everyone else so they can get even smarter. The smartest person is the spongiest. facts. Use your sponginess to breed relatability. When people get obsessively committed to their path, tunnel vision can turn them into silos separated from others. Soaking up knowledge from different individuals in various fields makes you not only a more well-rounded thinker, but also able to relate to more people, encouraging personal growth. Being socially agile lets you adjust to any room and carry conversations with a greater range of people, opening doors to opportunities you'd miss by staying narrow-minded. While pursuing success, remember that humility is your anchor. Success can be a dangerous drug that changes who you are. While many people want wealth and spotlight, few can handle it without losing their sense of self. That's why humility is crucial. Staying connected to what truly matters, how you feel about yourself and your immediate surroundings. Other people's opinions and material possessions mean nothing if they're just for show and not rooted in genuine happiness. No matter what you achieve, you're not better than anyone else. When you stay humble, it's harder to get lost in ego-feeding distractions or be exploited for attention. Sometimes you don't recognize the importance of humility until you see how disgusting arrogance looks. I've had moments where I wasn't humble, times I wanted to be the guy everyone notices. But then you realize you're just performing instead of being your genuine self. Success can make you forget what matters, leading to ridiculous demands and treating people poorly. Remember, you're no better or worse than anyone else. We all have our own grind, and they don't need to conflict. We can lift each other up. Humility isn't weakness. It's the strength to acknowledge that your success doesn't make you superior. It's the wisdom to recognize that every person has value regardless of their status or achievements. The world constantly tries to influence you, telling you what's important and dangling distractions to get your time and money. Sometimes these distractions come from inside your head, trying to avoid hard work and failure. Don't listen. Keep your eyes on the prize, but first, define what that prize is. You can't summon self-powership if you don't know what you're after or feel a burning drive to get there. Only you can define your prize. We often try out others' prizes, thinking, maybe that will make me happy too. But 99 times out of 100, we realize that's not it. Comparison is the biggest thing that takes people's eyes off their prize. Constantly looking around, wondering what others think instead of focusing on themselves. My eyes have never left my prize, though it has evolved over time, from just getting on stage to larger stages, comedy specials, TV shows, and bigger movies. That's prizeness, many prizes in one. In our outrage culture, staying non-reactive is crucial. The world constantly tries to provoke reactions for clicks and attention. Non-reactivity means remaining centered in the chaos, the calm eye of the storm. When you overreact, you lose your cool and the power to think clearly and respond intentionally. People often ask how I stay so unfazed. It's because I'm genuinely not letting things faze me internally. People spew negativity specifically to get a reaction. When you don't give them one, sorry or you're right, they have nothing. Your emotions and responses are controlled by you alone. Nobody has anything on you unless you give it to them. If you're going to unleash everything you've got, you'll have to put up with a lot. Without put-up-withness, you'll fold at the first sign of adversity or give up just before the finish line. You need patience to withstand how long it really takes to realize your vision. Nothing happens overnight. Your success depends directly on your ability to deal with adversity and time. Champions and legends are willing to put up with more discomfort than others, making big sacrifices for greatness. Are you willing to sacrifice fun and comfort to be great? I am. I won't allow myself to feel comfortable because that leads to laziness. A life of greatness is like a boxing match with unlimited rounds. For me, it's not about putting up with discomfort, it's about refusing to put up with comfort and mediocrity. When you feel like giving up, give your mind a pep talk and keep fighting. You're boxing with yourself. Sometimes you need put-up-withness to embrace knowledge that doesn't seem valuable now, but will be in your future.